This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will you have to get a booster shot this fall to continue to protect you against COVID? The nation's top infectious disease expert is giving his expert opinion this morning. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's possible as scientists track data on both the virus and possible variants. But he tells CBS this morning Americans would not necessarily need booster shots for more protection. In the meantime, he's urging everyone to follow CDC guidelines, stressing the unvaccinated need to wear masks even if they're largely around people who have been vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York is offering a chance at a big prize to those who get vaccinated to encourage those who haven't yet gotten a COVID shot. Our Ed Donahue's got this.
It will start next week.
Vax and scratch.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says this is similar to what other states are doing.
You get a vaccination and you get a lottery ticket for the $5 million mega multiplier New York State lottery.
The governor says this is a situation where everyone wins.
You have a 1 in 9 chance of winning the lottery, but you get the vaccine and you win.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is being tested. Clashes broke out this morning between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police after Friday prayers at a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem that's sacred to Jews and Muslims. It's unclear what sparked the violence. More than 24 people were arrested today as pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrators clashed in New York City's Times Square. A new AP-NORC poll finds a majority of Americans say racism and violence by police are serious problems facing the nation. This is AP News. India's battling COVID and now another worsening disease. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
India has recorded 4,209 fatalities from coronavirus in the past 24-hour period, with the government battling to contain the spread of infections in vast rural areas. With over 26 million cases since the pandemic began, India's confirmed infections are second only to the US. Total fatalities are now over 290,000, and experts say the numbers are almost certainly an undercount. Another growing concern is a surge in mucormycosis, or black fungus, an infection that attacks people with weak immune systems. Doctors suspect it may be linked to the use of steroids to treat COVID-19. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., about 48% of the population have gotten at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.